8:33, we want to learn more about a book called Show Me Sportscasters here on Quicksland this morning. I've had a lot of wonderful things happen in my career, but I don't think I've ever been a part of a book. Joe Moore, thank you, first of all, for including me in this work, and thanks for joining us here on the program.
Absolutely, Bragg. Happy to be here.
Joe is Associate Professor of Communication with the University of Central Missouri. I got to know him along the broadcast trail. He was the Sports Information Director at Central Missouri, working with the Mules for many, many years. And now you got your PhD, and you're writing books. You're on the fast track, guy.
Well, it's taken a while to get here, but yeah, I got to spend 15 years as a Sports Information Director. We actually first met when I was at Missouri Southern, and then I came up here to Central Missouri. And then decided, you know, I wanted to get into the academic side of things. So yeah, I had to get the PhD, you know, if I was going to teach. It was a kind of a lifelong goal of mine to do that anyway. So got that done and had to do research as part of that for a while. And I decided, you know, I've always wanted to write a book, so let's dig into that and see what we can come up with.
Always wanted to write a book. So tell me how Show Me Sportscasters came about.
Well, I was... You know, like I said, I've done a lot of research in sport communication, but, you know, academic research, you have to do a lot of surveys, content analyses, those types of things, the academic type of research using the scientific method and all of that. And then you have to send it out to a journal and hope they'll accept it for publication. And if they don't, then you have to do some revisions. And I was just getting really tired of that. And I was walking down the hall one day thinking, man, I need to do some scholarly work, because that's part of what you have to do as a professor. Part of what you, I shouldn't say have to, but part of what you get to do as a professor. Because it is fun. I mean, it is enjoyable. But I was getting really frustrated and really tired of the way that type of research was done. And I was walking down the hall, and by our dean's office is a trophy case with a lot of books written by professors. And I just caught that out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, you know, I've always wanted to do that. Maybe that would be a way to do a creative work to spark something. And then I thought, what would I do it about? And almost in the same thought, I thought, well, I've always been fascinated by play-by-play announcers and how they do their job. That would be kind of cool. And it's just like, I don't know if it was divine providence or what, but it was, I need to do something different. I decided I want to write a book. I decided I want to write about play-by-play announcers. And then it just hit me. Show Me Sportscasters. That's a cool title. Let's do something with that. And it just, right from that moment, I just took off with it.
And how long has the process taken into getting to this point where you're actually on Amazon.com now?
I actually started doing my interviews last November 2017, and I finally got it written and published in the first part of October. I got it up on Amazon.com the first part of October.
All right, Dr. Joe Moore joining me here on the program from the University of Central Missouri. He's authored this book, Show Me Sportscasters. Who's included?
Well, you're the first chapter, because I go alphabetical order. I wanted
well, you didn't have to say the alphabetical order part, did you?
Oh, well, you know. So, I was trying to decide, do I group everybody by college and then by professional and then by high school? And I was talking to a couple of colleagues. They said, go alphabetical. Then nobody gets their feelings hurt. So I was like, all right, we'll do it that way. But you were the one that I actually have known the longest. So it worked out nicely that way anyway. I wanted to make sure I got all of the professional teams. I wanted to make sure I got a cross-section of college, and I wanted to get some high school. So you're in there. Nate Bucati, who's the voice of Sporting KC. John Coffey from Northwest Missouri State. Art Haynes from Missouri State. And then he also does the pregame, halftime, and postgame shows for the Chiefs. Greg Hassler from right here at the University of Central Missouri. Mitch Holthus with the Kansas City Chiefs. John Kelly with the St. Louis Blues. Kevin Kelly, who's with KWOS and in Just City, he covers Just City, Helias, and Blair Oaks High Schools. Mike Kelly from the University of Missouri. Ryan Lefevre with the Royals. Mike McClure, who has his own internet broadcasting station, McClure Broadcasting, and he does Missouri Southern and Missouri Southern Radio, Missouri State on television with ESPN Plus and ESPN 3. Dan McLaughlin with the Cardinals, Greg Schmidt, who does the high school game of the week for KMMO Radio and Marshall, Eric Sean down at Southeast Missouri State, and Adam Winkler with KNEO down in Neosho, and they cover Webb City High School.
All right, so quite a variety. Many of the guys that I consider colleagues and respect very much in the business. Nate Bucati used to work for me here at the station.
Yeah, that's what he said. So I interviewed him. He talked about Carius. I said, well, you know Brad Boyer? He goes, matter of fact, I do. So it was real. That was one of the things that was really interesting was all the connections between you gentlemen and how you had worked together or worked for one another or just had intersections with one another. Adam Winkler told a really cool story when he was in college at Ottawa. They were playing Southwestern College, and he looked up, and there's Mitch Holthus. And Mitch was there watching, I believe it was his daughter, play basketball. And so Adam, you know, young college kid, sees Mitch Holthus, and he said, I worked up the nerve, and I went over and talked to him, said, hey, would you mind being on my show at halftime? And Mitch said, sure, I'd be happy to. I went down, sat with him, and talked to him. And I brought that story up to Mitch when I was interviewing him. He goes, I remember that. That was kind of interesting. So just those interconnections and the family that seems to be with play-by-play announcers across the state. That was a really neat thing to see.
Yeah. Nate, you'll appreciate this, how far he's come. When we were in Louisville for the Elite Eight with the Bulldogs in 99, he board op my triple overtime call with St.
Really?
Rose. He was back here at the running the board, and there he is down in Kansas City doing very well.
And that's one of the things I wanted to get out of this was to show the students these guys didn't start working for KRES and Truman and calling Truman State games. They didn't start with the Kansas City Chiefs or Sporting KC. They started at a station doing board hopping or working on the weekends and you know doing that graveyard shift or things like that. You have to start somewhere and build your way up.
Joe Moore with me from the University of Central Missouri. He's written a book called Show Me Sportscasters. So how much different? Obviously, you've mentioned guys that I shouldn't be included with. Mike Kelly, Dan
yes,
McLaughlin, Ryan LaFever, guys that are in the pros. Mitch Holthus, the best in calling NFL football. What are there common themes from those that do the high school, the regional broadcast, to those who have reached the pro ranks?
There are. And one of the things, you know, I've got colleagues who instead of doing academic research, they do creative works and they make films. Well, I can't make movies. That's not my kin. I don't know how to do that, but I'm a writer at heart. And so one of the things that almost all of you said that I was really pleased with when I asked what kind of skills they need to develop, almost all of you said they've got to be able to write. They have to be able to put pen to paper. And it really shocked me because I'm thinking, well, you don't script a play-by-play, and you all said that if they can write, if they can think about what they're going to say and put it concisely down on paper, they can say it. And so training their brain to be able to do that, then they're able to get it out. And then, of course, you know, so many of you write now also because of the Internet. You know, we're such a converged media that not only do you do play-by-play and you maybe do the weather or the news or what have you on your radio station, but you also are writing stories that are going out through social media or on the website. So that was a common theme. The other one was, you know, you can't really, quote-unquote, teach play-by-play. I can teach you how to prep. I can teach you what information to get. I can teach you how to make a flip card or something like that so you can use it for the play-by-play. But you just have to do it. You just have to get out there and do it. And that's the best way to gain the experience. So those two themes just resounded and kept coming out over and over and over.
All right, so I'm looking forward to seeing a copy of it. Is it in paperback yet?
It is in paperback. You should be getting your copy. Hopefully, I've bought a bunch of them so that I can send them out, and I want to send them to you guys with a note saying thank you so much for being a part of it because this doesn't happen without you all. I can't thank you enough for being willing to be a part of it, and you make the comment that you don't deserve to be in there with those guys. You absolutely deserve to be in there with those guys, Brad. I used to love listening to you call a game, even though you were always calling for the competition. You were always a very classy guy when you called it. You always did a nice job of bringing the picture and bringing the game to life, and I appreciated that. So I don't care if you're calling the Olympics. I don't care if you're calling the Super Bowl. I don't care if you're calling high school or small college or what. The guys that can really paint the picture and tell the story, those are the ones I love to listen to. And you're definitely right in there with those guys.
You're awfully kind. Well, the one thing we do want to mention, Joe, I know it's a passion of yours, probably something you can check off your bucket list now, but there's also a purpose to what you are doing. Just talk about where a lot of the profits are going to go from the book.
Yeah, you know, when I started writing it, I thought, why are you writing this? And number one, it was a bucket list item. I'd always wanted to do that. And number two, I wanted to gain something that I can take into the classroom. But as far as making money, I knew I wasn't going to get rich off of this. And fortunately, I don't need to. I have a job, so I don't need to make money off the books. And I thought, what am I going to do with this money? Because I have to sell it. And so I said, what am I going to do with that? And I decided I wanted to do something for charity, and I just wasn't sure what. And so I kept thinking and thinking and thinking about it. What am I going to do with this? And, you know, I'm like you, I'm a devout Christian. I believe that everything is from the Lord, and I give him praise for everything that I have in my life. And so through church, you give 10%. You tithe 10% back to the Lord. And I thought, you know, how about if I keep 10%? And I give 90% back, and I just couldn't figure out where. And I was driving out. I lead worship at the West Central Christian Service Camp oftentimes in the summer, and right next to the West Central Christian Service Camp is Show Me Christian Youth Homes. And I thought, show me sportscasters. Show me Christian Youth Homes. I love kids. I love the Lord. Show me. There you go. And so 90% of whatever I bring in, I'm going to be donating to Show Me Christian Youth Homes. And their ministry and helping those young people who need a leg up.
Well, when I heard that, I was really happy to be a part of your project. So I hope it goes well, and I hope folks listening in would think enough to buy. And not just the local angle, but also many of the broadcasters they listen to, Dan McLaughlin and Ryan LaFever. We have the Royals on here, and Mike Kelly and Mitch Holtis. This ought to be a book that folks could purchase, get involved in, and... Again, the profits go to a great cause, the Show Me Christian Youth Homes. Sounds like a good gift idea for Christmas.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Well, Joe, I appreciate working with you on this and getting to know you. That's one of the joys of this business is I was thinking about this morning, the many people that you get to meet, the variety of people that you get to meet along the trail, and that's one of the true joys of the job for me, and you're right in that class. So thank you.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Anything else you want to add about the book?
No, I hope you enjoy it. It's available ebook for $6.50. It's paperback for $12.50. So I hope people, like you said, it'd be a great Christmas gift and goes to a good cause. So hope you enjoy it.
All right. I'm looking at the cover, and I don't think any of the six on the front are me, right?
They are not, no. The cover was actually drawn by a good friend of mine. She was her husband and I coach our kids' soccer teams together. She just got her degree in illustration from the university, and I wanted to give her a little bit of little publicity for what she does. And she kept telling me, you know, I've got other people who are better than this. I said, no, I want you. You're perfect for this. And when I saw it, I cried. I was so excited with what she came up with. So.
Kind of what would you describe it? Cartoon-esque?
Characters.
Characters. Yeah, there you go. That's the better word for it. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't look good enough in a simple picture. I'd probably look worse in a caricature. So
you look great.
Face for radio, Joe.
Thank you.
hey, thanks for coming on. Best wishes with the book Show Me Sportscasters.
Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
Okay. That's Dr. Joe Moore from the University of Central Missouri here on Quicksland this morning.